Pardons, or clemency, have always been controversial. Federal pardons usually take place in the last days of a president's final term. Back in his day, George Washington's pardon of two men on death row was shocking. President Ford's pardon of President Nixon is still being debated. Many law-abiding citizens believe it's unfair for a convicted criminal to walk free of their punishment. The power to pardon a person convicted of a crime lies with the executive. A governor, the executive of a state, may pardon a person convicted of a state crime. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution gives the president the power to grant reprieves and pardons for a federal crime. Pardons wash away a federal conviction, but the Constitution says that a pardon cannot include impeachment. A reprieve is not a pardon, but ends a death sentence for a person convicted of a capital crime. A commutation of a sentence means a convicted person is free based on the time already served in their sentence. Most people, except for the very well-connected, don't know that anyone can apply for a pardon. The Department of Justice receives the pardon application and gives it to the president, who selects whom and how many will be pardoned. There is no hearing. There is no constitutional limit on pardons. But never in the history of America has a president pardoned himself. Nor has any president ever pardoned someone for a possible criminal conviction. And how is it possible to pardon someone for a crime they have not yet committed? This raises serious constitutional questions. Most experts believe preemptive pardons would give someone a blank check for bad behavior, and it would likely meet strong opposition in the courts. Judicial power can even limit presidential power. That's how America's democracy works. This is Your Democracy with Gloria J. Brown Marshall.
Major funding for Your Democracy is provided by a generous leadership gift from Fred and Barbara Sutherland. The Sutherlands gladly support WHYY and its commitment to the production of services that improve our quality of life.